Hey, we're getting ready to go to church, and we're going to go to the we're going to the other side of the lake. Over
the quiet
to,
side of the lake.
Not anymore.
No, that's true. Not anymore.
Have you been to that side of the lake?
And I have. Not recently, but sometime last year I did.
Have you ever been down Joe Bald Road?
I haven't been to Joe Bald in a long time.
Do you know, and what's that other one that goes down by the baseball park? What's that one?
DD, maybe?
DD? You know how long DD Highway is?
Uh-uh.
You've been to Denver when you get to the bottom of DD Highway. We'll be back on Good Morning Ozarks 88.1 FM. We're going to Kimberling City First Baptist Church right here as we again continue our topic of Easter week.
All right, and thank you for your time to join us here at the round table this morning on Good Morning Ozarks. It's the 28th of March, 2024. Keith O'Neill and Charlie Ingram at the round table together this morning. Well, glad to have you with us on a Thursday.
We've already been deceived right off the bat.
No.
Said he was from Chicago, so you start throwing out things, but maybe he hasn't been there.
Well, wait a minute. He's at Carpentersville. You know what that's like saying?
No, I don't know.
Saddlebrook or Ozark or someplace. Carpentersville.
From where?
From Chicago? Chicago, yes.
Well, that's in their region.
Well, it's Illinois.
Now,
well,
I heard you mentioned Naperville, but I put my headphone on and didn't hear his response.
You can defend yourself.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. No, I am from Chicago. We lived there, born in the city, lived there until I was about 8 years old, and then we moved out to the suburbs. So
we left Cicero Avenue in the old Midway Airport, and we went out to where the farmers were at, let me tell you. How far is Carpentersville from Geneva and Batavia and all that?
It's right there close, it's pretty it? Close, pretty yeah. close. Fox River Valley.
Well, I thought so because I worked at the deli.
Worked at the deli?
In Batavia Meat right there.
Really?
Friend
of ours making
our,
sandwiches?
Well, at our church in Naperville at Christmas time. It was so busy at his little shop, he needed some help.
And so he asked you to help.
He asked me. He never asked me back.
No, I don't imagine he probably
I didn't. I made good sandwiches, but I talked to too many people.
I'm sure.
Welcome. Introduce yourself again.
Thank you. My name is Pat Smolin. I'm the Associate Pastor for Worship and Missions of First Baptist Church in Kimberling City.
So instead of giving you a hard time, I could have gone straight to Moody Church, couldn't I? I could have said Moody Church, and you just said, man, I know that very well.
I know it. I know it. Yes, I do.
Are you old enough to remember Second Saturdays that they had at Moody Church?
I probably am, but I'm not sure what they were for.
Well, my youth groups.
Right, okay, yes.
And they'd call it Second Saturday, and youth groups all over. My brother-in-law in Naperville, and we were in Plainfield, and all those places that people go down to Moody Church with their youth groups and go to the McDonald's or go to Ed Bevick's or go eat Chicago-style pizza.
Right.
And you're a Cubs fan.
Absolutely a Cubs fan.
That's what we love about Cubs fans. Once ever, how often, Keith?
109 years.
Hey. Once every 109 years, buddy.
It's a good record. It gives us something to look forward to.
That's true.
Cheryl, thanks for reaching out to us today. So
hi,
tell me what we got going on.
Well, I'm going to leave it up to Pat. I don't have quite the voice this
morning. Okay, you can use sign language. We've done that here before.
Yeah, there you go, yeah.
So, Pat, let's dive in. What's going on at the church?
Well, we are very excited. This year we are presenting for the first time what we're calling Through Journey Through Easter. It's a live Easter drive-through. We've got, we're depicting this year five scenes, the communion, Last Supper, the Garden of Gethsemane, the what we're calling Pilate's Porch. And then, of course, the cross and excitedly, the empty tomb.
Right. Now, this is we've heard of these things before, and I'm sure we're not driving through the church.
Right.
So somebody give us the details of what, no, and excuse me.
The parking lot probably.
Yes.
Would be a
so
place
give us it. Kind of a picture where the church is at, what you're doing, is there a charge? Kind of give us all the facts.
And the times.
Sure. Sure. First of all, First Baptist Church, this is taking place in our parking lot at 161 Heavens Way in Kimberling City.
Remind me, we're going to...
If I go down 76 and I turn left on the new 13,
correct?
Yes.
What do we do?
You keep on going. If you see the bridge, you've gone way too far.
Gotcha, yeah. I like that.
But First Baptist Church is on the left-hand side as you're heading south.
Right.
On the highway?
You'll see the entrance off of the highway, but
okay.
But don't turn in the entrance because it'll say exit only.
Uh-huh.
So,
good. Gotcha.
You've got to go down to Oak Drive and you'll take a left there and
so
follow that.
So am I before the sandwich shop or after the sandwich shop?
It is after the sandwich shop.
Got it. And you know, have you eaten at the sandwich shop?
It's a good place.
And what do you know about those people?
I don't know that much.
Well, the next time you go in, be a good minister, as you will, and say, I understand you're from Shorewood.
Shorewood. All right.
Up in Joliet. Yeah. And they moved here to the quiet side of the lake, and it'll be a good contact for you. And on Mondays, they have Reuben sandwiches.
Oh, I love Reuben's.
And they do a great, great job. So now, Keith, here we go. We're going down. We got the car. We're headed in what hours, what time?
So this is taking place Friday through Sunday.
Okay.
This weekend, Easter weekend, beginning at 8 p.m. and going until 9:30 p.m.
So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night.
8 to 9:30.
8 to 9:30. We had to wait for the sun to go down.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. Now, drive through in the car?
Yes, drive through in the car.
Not walk through. We're going to drive through.
Correct. This is a drive-through, and it's our first year, so we ask people to be patient with us as we figure out how traffic flow works and
Are you telling the story with some speakers, or are you, some folks do like a CD or something to put in the car or a thumb
drive?
Right.
Well,
how are you telling the story this year?
When people drive in, we will hand them a card. It'll have a little wooden cross as a keepsake. Attached to that card, and the card will have a simple explanation of each of the five scenes.
Super.
And as we are led up to each scene, there will be scripture explaining what they are about to see.
Right.
For each scene, though, there are no words, there's no action. It's, in a way, it's in tableau, but not everybody's going to stay still.
Keith is tableau. From California, and
tableau.
He was tableau when he was growing up, and when he got to Nebraska. Could you explain him what tableau is? Cheryl and I know, but go ahead and explain to Keith what tableau is.
So the idea is that we depict a picture.
Okay, so it's like a live picture.
It's a live picture.
But the picture person might move a little bit.
Correct.
Scratch their ears.
Let me tell you, there is something so neat about this.
That is cool.
And the fact that it's your first year,
yes.
There's something visual that helps. For you that are familiar with Faith Lutheran Church, where Joy Bluegee, my co-host yesterday, they do one that they did last weekend where you go through the church and they have different stations.
Yes.
And when they talk about the different stations, one depicts the thorns. Remember, Keith and the kids can take those thorns and,
right.
Oh, my goodness, how's that work? There's something about having your kids in the car and talking to them about what they're seeing.
Yes.
So how would you, if you were talking to mom and dad and their kids are anywhere from 3 to 15 and they're in the car and say, we're going to run over to the church, I want you to see this, what would you like them to get out of it?
Well, first of all, the reason we are doing this is to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, to let men and women, young people, to see and gain perhaps a better understanding of what occurred during the Holy Week, that they see the disciples together with Jesus in that last precious time, that we see Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane pouring out his heart to his Father, that we see the suffering that he went through after being beaten by the soldiers, having the crown of thorns on his head, and then, of course, the sacrifice that he gave of shedding his blood for our sins up on the cross. And the excitement of the empty tomb, that he is not there, but he is risen. And so what we are hoping to portray and to communicate is the clear picture of the gospel.
You've done a great job doing that. I'd like to kick this to Keith for just a second, to Keith, if you will. And what I like about this is the apostles were with him. They knew he was going to be crucified. He was crucified, and they all said, exactly like he told us, let's get together now, and let's go out and witness each other because he's dead on the cross. What did they do, Keith?
They were all upset. They were just beside themselves, and they, even though they were there and saw all of his ministry, it just threw them for a loop.
Guy Penrod's song, if you remember, they just lost their very best friend, but they left. They said, what have we done?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, does that give us a life story. We'd like you to do me a favor, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
Right there on my YouVersion, you know how to do that.
Well, it's that journey, too, Charlie, of not only Jesus and the disciples and what they journeyed through, but it continues today. That journey continues today with each and every one of us.
Yes, it does.
And, boy, do we need that from my standpoint, because as I walk through this life, I need to look at an example of somebody who says, I didn't understand. till after the resurrection. Well, today is Maundy Thursday.
Yes.
Meaning of the Last Supper, the washing of the disciples' feet, the institute of the Lord's Supper, establish the sacraments of communion. Would you do me a favor and read Matthew 26:17-30 for me?
17-30.
Now on the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus saying, "Where will you have us prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, 'The teacher says, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.' And the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he reclined at table with the 12. And as they were eating, he said, 'Truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me.' And they were very sorrowful and began to say to him one after another, 'Is it I, Lord?' He answered, 'He who has dipped his hand in the dish with me will betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that man if he had not been born.' Judas, who would betray him, answered, 'Is it I, Rabbi?' He said to him, 'You have said so.'"
Let me tell you, Keith, that was the beginning of the end. Uh-huh. Among his own people on Spy Wednesday, Judas' agreement to betray Jesus. It was all in the plan. And we're going to get to see this in action. Give us those stages again at the church.
The five scenes that we are depicting are the Last Supper.
Which we just talked about.
Yes. The Garden of Gethsemane. Again, what we're calling Pilate's Porch, but that trial before Pilate. The cross. And excitedly, again, the empty tomb.
Mm. A couple of things we want to discuss for just a second. I want to go back to the Garden of Gethsemane, Keith. There was a battle going on, Keith. Do you remember that? And it was going on between Jesus and the Father. And he said, if it's possible, what?
Yeah, take this cup from me. But, you know, thy will be done. I mean, I really wish maybe you could take it, but I'll be here and I'll do what I'm supposed to do.
We've had many Christian counselors on our program over the years. They speak to this as Jesus' agony in the garden at that point. Remember, he was fully man and fully God. Now, you could explain that to me if you'd like, but I don't think we have time to listen to it, right, Keith? Because I can't explain it. But he's fully man, knowing what has to be done. But he's agonizing about this in the garden. Describe the scene that we'll see through the drive-thru. What's your picturesque thing you've got there?
Well, we've seen, or most of us perhaps have seen, the iconic picture of Jesus at the rock praying. And so part of that is we will depict that. We will see the disciples, the three that he brought with him.
They're asleep. On the catnapper, right?
That's right. They took that time to go to sleep. But we'll see them. And even though they are there, he's alone. But we know that he's not alone because he is praying to the Father. He is conversing with the Father. And in that moment, we will depict that struggle that he's having of knowing full well what's about to happen and full well the result, but at the same time asking, you know, is there another way?
You're listening to Dr. Pat Smolin, is that pronounced
yes.
it correctly? And Cheryl Harrison from First Baptist Church in Kimberling City. We're going to be extended in this time until about 7:35, then we'll say goodbye to you folks. I told Darren the other day we'd have a little longer section this time because we want people to be interested in going. Throw somebody in the car. That's not appropriate, is it, right, Keith?
No.
Put somebody in the car.
Invite somebody to go with you.
Yes.
But
yeah.
There's a couple of places I don't want to miss, and number one is the cross. Remember what he said, Keith? I lay my life down willingly.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He could have what?
Called 10,000 angels.
And he could have.
Yep.
But there was one man on the right and one man on the left. And the one guy says, come on, save yourself, save us.
Yep.
And what did the other guy say?
Remember me.
And today, Christ said, you will be with me in paradise. Yep. But we found a little, I found this, and Keith thought it was kind of intriguing also. We found something out. Now, you seem like a nice guy. You're Carpentersville. I know where it's at in the suburbs there along the Fox River Valley there. Right. And that's pretty, it's a neat place and almost in horse country, close there to horse country, Carpentersville. Mm-hmm. But yet, I don't know if you're a neat guy or not, but all of our kids weren't very neat. But if you and I were in a rush in Fox Valley, we had to rush in and do something. I don't know if we rushed into a guy's bedroom and said, we're going to grab you and take you out, rush you out here, we're going to kidnap you. I don't know if you'd stop to make the bed. Would you? Or would you just kind of grab the kid and go?
Grab and go. Absolutely.
Keith, what happened in the tomb?
Well, in the tomb, the clothes were all folded neatly and not just left on a pile on the floor like right. you or I were.
I had never heard that presented before, so I can't get this picture out of my mind that Jesus is alive.
Yep.
He stops for a minute and I need to my face cloth. I'm going to fold it up and lay it here. The purpose of that is unbelievable. It's not like there was a rushed moment to where the apostles came in and stole his body.
Right.
Because believe me, if they stole his body, Peter didn't say, hang just a minute. I want to fold the cloth up.
Yeah, no.
It doesn't work that way, does it?
No. And that's a really good point. I had to chuckle because I could hear Peter saying, hey, wait, guys, I have an idea.
Yeah.
You know, but obviously that didn't happen. And God, in his time, Jesus rose from the grave. And that is one thing that we will depict. We've talked about that, is that we will have that clothing where, as you drive by, you can see it.
It's great. He's gone.
That's yes. Awesome.
And then all the mystery starts and the lies start, just like we talked about the Baltimore Bridge thing, right?
Yep.
All the words, all the naysayers, all of this. But he's gone. And a couple of things we like to talk about on this show is a couple of things in your vast history, and Cheryl, yours too. I've never seen anybody that's pronounced and confirmed a virgin birth.
No.
No, it hadn't happened, right?
No.
And then I know people that have been alive in a body bag. I've heard that. But I don't know anybody been in there 3 days, right, Keith?
No, I
didn't. And he rose again.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But not only did he rise again, he's in the flesh. Explain this, Keith.
He's around for 40 days and people see him.
And he walks in to the apostles through the what, Keith?
Through the wall.
Through the wall.
Yep. No
look,
door open.
Of all the things he could do, the door is open. No, he walks through the wall. Where's Thomas? Thomas, what did he say? Well, I ain't believing that till what?
I can touch him and see the scars.
Well, guess what? Thomas wasn't there the first time, but he was there the second time. And I think Jesus said something. Hey, Thomas, you still here?
Come here.
You said something to me. You want to see something? Let me show you. So physically, he shows him the holes in his hand, the place in his side. All right, one more time. Tell us about the depiction of what you're doing, time, place, charge. All that stuff.
Great.
First Baptist Church in Kimberling.
First Baptist Church in Kimberling City. The location is 161 Heavens Way. Again, as you're heading south on 13, we are on the left. It is this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights from 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. It's Journey Through Easter, our live Easter drive-through presentation.
And there great. Is no cost.
And no
what?
Cost.
Keith.
It's free, I understand. I like that.
Yes.
Free, I would
encourage you that are listening to say, you know what, this would be a great time just before we put the kids to bed, or it's going to be the weekend and after Purdue wins on Friday. You can tell Tim I said that. Okay. I don't know who he picked, but if he didn't pick Purdue, he's a bad man.
Well, before he left for Colorado, he told me Purdue was in his bracket.
No, oh, that's good. I just don't know if he's got them picked. Would you come back sometime? I'd love to talk to you because I want to ask some questions of you that I don't want to get into today. But, for instance, I know Chicago really, really well.
Yes.
And I will say in my heart of hearts, it's not the hotbed of an evangelical community. Even there's Moody Church and many Christian people, and Mr. Schmidgall, who was a pastor of the Assembly of God Church for years in the suburbs and grew to great proportions. I'd like to hear your testimony.
Yes, sir.
And so I'd love to do that sometime and find out which pizza do you like the best in Chicago.
Oh, well, we could sure get into that.
Giordano's or no?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, just checking because Keith, if you take a Giordano's pizza, you can make 31 thin crust Pizza Hut pizzas with it.
That's true.
Wow.
I want you to do me one favor before we go, Keith. Would you join him?
What?
Can you tell what he's going to sing for us?
What he's going to sing
for? Yeah, you ready? up from the grave.
He picked an interesting key.
I know.
The grave he arose with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives in heaven with his saints to reign. He arose, he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose.
There you go.
That's why I picked an interesting key.
Yes. Well,
it's Good Morning Ozarks, 88.1 FM. We're going to Science and Faith when we come back on Good Morning Ozarks.
We'll do it. 8 to 9:30 Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night over at Kimberling. Go through it and drive through, and it's all free.